wonderful time in Winona. I don't have to say that twice, I don't think. We had a wonderful time with the whole Anders clan, and we got our pictures. The day before, the professional was supposed to come in and take our pictures. He called and said he had COVID, and so we had to figure out what to do, but Olivia has some connections, and she was able to get a photographer in, and most of you have seen the pictures that have been out on Facebook. And it was just a good sense for the whole family to be together. And so I say thank you for allowing us to go down and be a part of that celebration of the Anders life. This week is prayer week. At the beginning of each year, the covenant offers resources and encourages churches to get together and to pray. To pray for the denomination, to pray for the conference, to pray for the local church, to pray for the mission to the world. And this year we have a resource, and I emailed you all on sometime this past week, and that if you can download the resource, that'd be great. But if you're not able to, there are copies out on the back table. Please take one. And to use it this week. This year, with our anti-sex trafficking initiative, we're going to be putting our emphasis, and we're going to be listening and reading to a variety of ladies who have been delivered from and freed from this activity in our nation or in the world. And so, please take one. We will be taking some time during Covenant Clusters today to do our first day. We will then ask you to follow through on each day. On Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we will be at the Christensen's for a prayer time, and you are all invited. Mask, not mask. Okay. Who was I telling? I was telling one of our leaders, Hollis Kim, called me on Friday, and he was wondering how things were going at our church. And I said, yeah, and talked about were we meeting, were we masked, and yeah, and I said, we're very masked, but you just say the word coffee, and off they come. It's true. So this week is prayer week, and please make yourself available to pray, and especially to pray for those who are caught up in some of the social sins of our nation. On Wednesday night is our council meeting, and we will be gathering together at 6:30 to spend some time in prayer, as well as to transact the business of the church. Something new that we are starting this week, but I think you folks did it in times past. In front of you are slips of paper and pencils, and we are going to start asking you to come with a prayer request or a prayer praise. Write it down on the paper and put it into the offering plate when the offering is taken. And then between the offering and our prayer time, I will take those after they are delivered to me from our ushers. They will be delivered to me, and I will pray over them. Because we are on the air, I cannot mention names specifically, but I can sure pray over the specific needs of the people that you are seeking prayer for, or simple praise. There's much to be thankful for, and we want to share with you in the good things that are happening in and through your life. And so, if you would so desire, please do that. And then, at the appropriate time, in the pastoral prayer, we will definitely be praying for you and for the concerns that you have. I believe that's all of the announcements for today. Please stand and read with me responsively our call to worship. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing of God's glory and strength. God calls us over the waters and strengthens us for the journey. Sing praises to Christ. Sing of Christ's healing and love. The waters of our baptism cleanses us, renews our spirits, and nursing our wounds. Sing praises to the Spirit. Sing of the Spirit's comfort and hope. The flames of the Spirit are like a refiner's fire, purifying the soul to the glory of God. Let's turn in our blue hymnal to 108. Sing praise to the Father. Sing praise to the Father, Creator and King, who mercy has taught us a new one to sing. Who made us and loved us through rebels and lost, and planned our redemption an infinite cost. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, for the grace that redeems, for the love that makes whole. O come and adore him, his glories proclaim, and worship before him, the Lord is his name. Praise to the Savior, Redeemer and friend, for grace past all telling, for love without end, who stripped off his glory, put on mortal sin, and died and was risen, full atonement to win. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for the grace that redeemed, for the love that makes whole. O come and adore him, his glories proclaim, and worship before him, the Lord is his name. Sing praise to the Spirit, the gift of God's love, who quickens our hearts with new life from above, who woos us, subdues us, and seals us his own, and faultless presents us for his great throne. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the Lord my soul, for the grace that redeems, for the love that makes whole. O come and adore him, his glories proclaim, and worship before him, the Lord is his name. Sing praise to the Father, sing praise to the Son, sing praise to the Spirit, great God, three in one, the God of salvation, the glory of grace, who brought our redemption, my soul sing his praise. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, for the grace that redeems, for the love that makes whole. O come and adore him, his glories proclaim, and worship before him, the Lord is his name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have today to stand in your presence. And it's not because of what we have done. but because of what you have done. All compelled by your love for us and how you take delight in us as your children, men and women alike. You are the one who, before the foundation of the world, thought of a plan when we as human beings, your creation, would walk away from your love. We stand here in gratitude. We stand here owing our lives to you because of what you gave to us through the death of your Son and the resurrection of the same. Bless us now and open our hearts and our minds to receive from you, through word and sacrament, your gift of life, your knowledge, your way of what you have done, as well as what you provide for us as your children. It is in your name that we bless you, O God. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let us listen to God's word as it comes to us from the prophet Isaiah and Luke's account of the beginning of the church that we call the Church of Jesus Christ.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. It's on page 555 in the Pew Bible. But now, this is what the Lord says: He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. And then the reading from the New Testament, Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, page 837 in the Pew Bible. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
Amen. At this time, we'll call upon our ushers to receive our morning tithes and gifts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of love. We thank you, O God, for the salvation it brings to us. As we offer ourselves to you in thanksgiving, we ask for your blessing to be upon our gifts, our tithes, our offerings. In your name we lovingly pray. Amen. Let us stand and give praise to God.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your wonderful presence with us and for the loving voice that we hear not only on when we gather in this place but also throughout the week through your Spirit that reminds us of who we are and whose we are. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of obedience that Jesus himself went to the waters of baptism to be baptized by John, to receive a word of affirmation from you, Father, an affirmation that of how he is your dear son and he is dearly loved and delighted in. We thank you, O Lord, that we follow Jesus in the steps of baptism, to show us once again, to remind us of who we are and whose we are. For it is in baptism that we are reminded that we are sons and daughters of the living God. It reminds us that we do not travel alone, but that we have been baptized into the body of Christ. We are reminded, O Lord, of the path that we are to follow, that as we are identified with Christ, we are identified with in his death and in his resurrection, knowing there is no true life unless there is a true death, a death to our sin, a death to our ego, a death to all that which displeases you, in order that Christ might truly live in us and through us. And all of this is through the sign that you have given to us through the gift of baptism. As we ponder our own baptism in these days, O Lord, may we be mindful of who we are and whose we are. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who is present with us. And you continue to speak to us. You continue to make yourself known to us. Father, for those who are in school these days, we pray, O Lord, that the schools that they attend would thrive, would follow after your pattern. Bless those who are teachers and administrators. Bless those who are students, and that together as a family, they can grow in wisdom and in knowledge as they are instructed, not only with the three R's, but also with the wisdom that only comes from above. Father, as we get older, things happen in our bodies. And we thank you, O Lord, that there are those who care for us when our bodies do not function the way they are to function. We thank you, Lord, that as we go through life, that we are blessed and at times really believe that the angels of heaven are watching over us. And so, Lord, we thank you for this, and that you do walk with us. Father, at times, life gets hard. Life becomes upside down, and we wonder why we have to go through the things we are going through. And Lord, for those who are walking a tightrope in life, who are making decisions that are not promoting life, but are destroying, Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would come upon these people, and that your Spirit would guide and to lead and to offer the wisdom of life, to offer the wisdom of making not only good decisions, but the right decisions. Father, we thank you that you walk with us. We thank you, O Lord, that you reveal yourself to us, not only with your presence, but with your love, your guidance, your strength, your wisdom, your joy, and all that you are, O God, so that we might live the same by the grace you give to us. May it be so for the people we are praying for. And Lord, we know that there are seasons in life, seasons of opportunities, seasons of being a part of something big, and then seasons where we have to walk away, where we go on to the next chapter. We pray, O Lord, for this particular person who is making life choices. And we pray, Lord, for your guidance, your direction as to the next steps for this particular person. Thank you, Lord, for this week of prayer. We thank you, O Lord, for the covenant and for what you are doing through the covenant in these days and in bringing about your kingdom, your will being done here on earth as it is being done in heaven. In these years, O Lord, in these days, O Lord, we are going through some major transitions with leadership on the conference level as well as on the denominational level. We pray as the search committees are working hard that they will be given your wisdom to be able to discern who our next president is, who will lead us in ministry, the ordained ministry, as well as in world missions. And then right here in our own conference, Lord, who is it that will continue to journey with us as the next superintendent? Lord, you already know. You've already chosen these people. And now we call upon you to reveal these people to those who are searching, and that when the vote comes, we will know that we will know that we will know that this is the person you are calling to take us the next steps, to take us the next leg of the journey. Father, we lift up the theme for this week and prayer week. And Lord, we pray for the men and women and children who are caught up in sex trafficking. Many times, Lord, not knowing what they're getting themselves into, they fall into a trap and cannot get out. Lord, may your church and may the different agencies that are out there partner together to bring liberation, to bring freedom, to bring healing upon these men and women who have been caught up into the sex trafficking. And Lord, what might we be called to do as we are as covenant people? What might our role be in this ministry? And how might we partner with agencies in this community to deal with the issue right here in our backyard? Thank you, Lord. You are the God who liberates us, who frees us from the bondage of sin. Might it be true for all people. It is in your name that we pray, O Lord. Amen and amen. Let's turn in our hymn books to number 551 as we gather for the word as well as for the sacrament this morning. 551.
As we gather at your table, help, oh God, your presence, let your hearts and minds be stirred. Nourish us with sacred story till we claim it as our own. Teach us through this holy banquet how to make love's victory known. Turn our worship into witness in the sacrament of life. Send us forth to love and serve you, bringing peace where there is strife. Give us, Christ, your great compassion to forgive us as you gave. May we still behold your image in the world you died to save. Grant us vision, gracious Spirit, seeking guests to share that peace. Bear no more with envy blind us, nor will pride our grace destroy, as we join with saints and angels to repeat the sounding joy.
Turn with me to the gospel text for today from Luke chapter 3, beginning with verse 15 and reading through verse 17, and then we'll jump down to read the final two verses of the text, verses 21 through 22. And people were waiting expectantly, and we're all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized as well. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." I think it's safe to say that John the Baptist was as surprised as we are, or at least as surprised as we should be if we were to read this passage of Scripture without knowing what is yet to come in the life of Jesus. Imagine for just a moment you are going to a huge rock concert. Are you game? It is packed to the door with eager and excited fans. Everyone has their earplugs in. They are waiting for the thunderous music to begin. This will be music for a battle, for a victory, thunder and lightning and explosions of crazy sounds. The concert promoter comes on stage and declares that the famous musician has arrived. Elvis is in the building, if you will. And everyone gets on their feet to welcome the man who is going to fulfill all their expectations. And as you stand there eagerly, a small figure comes on the stage. He doesn't look at all like you expected him to look like. He is carrying not an electric guitar, but a small flute. As you watched, shocked into silence, he begins to play gently and softly, a tune quite different to what you had imagined. But as you listen, you start to hear familiar themes played in a new way. The music is haunting and fragile, winging its way into your imagination and hopes and transforming them. And as the song comes to a close, as though at a signal, the drums, the bass, the guitars respond with a new version of the music you had been expecting all along. Now listen to John this morning as a concert promoter, whipping you into excitement about the hero who is about to appear. He's coming. He's more powerful than me. He will give you God's wind and God's fire, not just water. He'll sort you out. He'll clean up your mess. He'll clean up God's farm so that only the good wheat is left. Well, we're on our feet, expecting a great leader, perhaps the living God himself, sweeping into the arena with a great explosions, a blaze of light and color, transforming everything in a single blow. But instead, we get Jesus. The Jesus we have only met so far as a baby with a price on his head. A Jesus who comes and stands humbly before John, asking to be baptized, sharing the mood of those who are being baptized. A Jesus who is identifying himself not with a God who sweeps everyone before him in judgment, but who is with the people who are themselves facing the judgment and in need of repentance. John, of course, is horrified. Why would Jesus be coming to be baptized? What's happened to the agenda? What's happened to the wind, the fire, to the clearing of out of God's barn? Surely, if anything, he, John, needed to be baptized by Jesus himself. Jesus' actions tell us something vital about the whole gospel story that is going to be unfolded before our surprised eyes. Yes, Jesus is coming to fulfill God's plans, the promises which God made years ago and has never forgotten. Yes, these are promises that will blow God's Spirit through the world, which will bring about the fire of God's just judgment on evil wherever it occurs, and which will rescue us once and for all. But if Jesus is going to do this, this is how he must do it: by humbling himself, identifying himself with you, with me, by taking our place, by sharing our sorrows, by living our lives, and ultimately dying our death. Part of the challenge of our scripture lesson for this morning is to learn anew to be surprised by Jesus. Jesus comes to fulfill God's plans, not ours. Jesus will not always play the music we expect him to play. But if we learn to listen carefully to what he says and watch carefully what he does, we will find that our real longings, the hunger beneath the surface of excitement, will be richly met. And those of us who in repentance and faith follow Jesus through baptism and along the road he will lead us, we will find an unimagined glory, that the same voice that speaks to Jesus from heaven speaks to us as well. As we learn to put aside our own plans and submit to Christ's plans, we will be given times of vision, glimpses of God's greater reality. And at the center of all of this, we will find our loving Father affirming us as his children, equipping us too with his Spirit so that our lives can be swept clean and made ready for use. Sadly, it happens all the time in families, businesses, all over. Too many children grow up in our world who have never had a father say to them, either in words or looks or hugs, "You are my dear, dear child," let alone, "I am pleased with you." Often it's the exact opposite. Angry voices, bitter rejection, the slamming of doors. Perhaps this has been your experience or the experience of someone you know or love. The whole Christian gospel could be summed up in this one point. When the living God looks at us, God sees us not as we are in ourselves, but as we are in Christ Jesus. It sometimes seems nearly impossible to believe, especially to those who have never have had this kind of support from earthly fathers. But it's true. God looks at you. God looks at me and says, "You are my dearly beloved, and I am delighted in you." Think about that. God says that not only at your baptism, but also every day since then. Baptism is something that God does for us. It is not something we can possibly do for ourselves nor earn. That's why we only baptize people one time. It's because God got it right the first time. And can we live into believing that? If so, our lives will be filled with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Without the affirming words from God, all we often hear in our mind's ear is doors being slammed shut. And words like, you're not good enough. You are stupid. You are ugly. You are unlovable. God never sees us this way. And that's the greatest news in the entire universe. Luke tells us that when Jesus was baptized, here is what is written in the text, and as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. Heaven was opened that day. The kingdom of God had come to this earth. A different reality had emerged. And a good deal of the Christian faith is about learning to live by that different reality, even when we cannot see it. All around us, we see desperation and decay. We see men, women, and children living lives, separate lives from God and his kingdom. We see war and famine. We see pandemics. We see anger and shame. We see persons hurting one another and hurting themselves. But remember, heaven has been opened. God has blazed a way. And there is a different reality. The Holy Spirit has descended, and there is hope. There is a future, and grace abounds. As Christians, when we look at this life and learn to see it and hear in it the new reality in the heavenly voice, we will hear God's words addressed to ourselves and to others. You are my son. You are my daughter, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Let your imagination run away with you this morning in how much your heavenly Father loves you. You are only beginning to comprehend his love for you. In fact, God loves you more than what you can even imagine. Let's learn to hear the words addressed to Jesus as being addressed to ourselves as well. Let's allow those words to change us, to mold us, to make us somebody new, the person God wants you to be. And when we do this, we will be equipped, as Jesus was, to be sent into the desert of this world. The road Jesus walked is the road that leads us through the dry and dusty paths, through temptations and apparent failure. And it will be the same for us as well. If we try and journey the Christian life thinking that our God is a bully, an angry, threatening parent ready to yell at us, slam the door on us, or kick us out into the street because we haven't quite made the grade, we will fail at the first whisper of temptation. But if we remember that voice that speaks those powerful words of love, we will find the way. We will find the way through victoriously. Jesus isn't a rock star. Jesus doesn't come crashing on stage, spitting blood and breathing fire. Instead, Jesus walks through our world humbly, seeking the lost, seeking the frightened and the broken, seeking you. And this is the way we are called to go as well. And we can do this. We can do this because God is delighted with you. God is delighted with me. So take God's words of love, acceptance, and life with you and live it out to the max. what you were created to become. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we hear today of how you take great delight in us and how you have come to love and to serve us and how you have come as one knowing our very inner being. And you call us into a relationship and calling us for us to experience the same, as well as to express back to you and to the world that we are loved, that we are served, and we have been found to be taken great delight in. May this week, O Lord, return all of these gifts back to you, to serve you, to love you, to know you, and to take great delight in you, O God. As we gather at the table, O Lord, may we taste and see that you indeed are good and that you have come into our midst to direct our paths that we might be so filled with your Spirit and so live the life you have called us to live. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. And amen. There are certain sections of this great Thanksgiving that you are invited to participate. The words are printed for you in your worship folder. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If those who hear my voice and opens the door, I will come in to them and eat with them, and they with me. O, taste and see that the Lord is good, and happy are all who take refuge in him. Let us begin by reading responsively from our worship folder. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to our God.
It is right to give our joyful thanks and praise.
We thank you, creating God, for the great light of your love. When you called forth creation, you said, "Let there be light," and you saw that it was good. You divided the light from darkness and created the sun, moon, and stars to light the sky. It was good, as all your creation was good. When your people suffered in bondage and oppression, you led them out of slavery. You lit the way to freedom with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You gave them your commandments to light their way as they strove to become a community of justice and righteousness. When your people turned from your light, you were still faithful, loving them always. You sent them prophets to call them back to the world's true light. And so with your people on earth and all the company in heaven, we sing your praises, and together we say, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You sent Jesus to us, the light of the world. He promised that those who followed him would never walk in darkness, but would have the light of life. The light of his life shone on all people, revealing the truth of your love. He fed the hungry, cured the sick, ate with sinners, and proclaimed your truth. Before he was betrayed, he gathered with his friends for a meal. Taking the bread, he gave thanks to you and broke it. He gave it to his friends, saying, "Take and eat. I am with you now and forever. Let this meal feed you. Remember me as you eat." Then he took the cup, blessed it, and shared it with his followers, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant given for the forgiveness of sins. It is a gift for you and for all people. It is my love offered to you. Drink of it and remember me." And so, as we remember Jesus, the light of the world, teacher, healer, guide, and friend, we offer ourselves to Christ and into Christ's service, that we too might radiate God's light as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And now, Lord, pour out your Spirit upon these gifts of bread and cup, that they may be for us the living presence of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, our hope for all creation. Pour out your Spirit upon us, that we may become the body of Christ as we serve creation and reflect the light of your love. Make us one with Jesus and one with each other as we walk in the light, singing your praises through Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and through the Holy Spirit, radiance divine. All praise is yours, eternal God, now and forever, world without end. Amen and amen. Servers, please come forward. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, broken for you. The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation, shed for you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us with the bread of life, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal kingdom. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live, to work, to your praise and glory. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's turn in our silver books this morning for our closing hymn, number 171. 171. And as you find it, please stand. Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with the Spirit and his love. Let us fill your life with satisfying your soul. Oh, let him have the things that hold you, and your spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Come and sing the songs with gladness, as your hearts are filled with joy. Let your hands in sweet surrender to his name. Oh, give him all your tears and sadness. Give him all your years of pain. And you'll enter into life in Jesus' name. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. This week, I challenge you with a fun challenge. Let your imagination go wild for a while. Take some time and begin to comprehend how God delights in you, of how God loves you. I don't think we spend enough time thinking of how God so delighted in you that he could not live his life without you. And that's why he came to this earth and died for you, so that he might win you back to himself. Oh, how you are loved. Oh, how you are delighted upon by the God who created you. Take some time. Have fun. Go wild. And if you have an experience with God, come back next week ready to share that, what God has done for you, as you ponder God's true nature in his delight, his joy he finds in you. Let's turn to each other in this joy and offer the blessing to one another. The Lord bless bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious.